Monday to November 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I hope today's broadcast finds you enjoying our Lord's blessings. We face many trials in our lives, but we also have a lot of victories and so many things to praise the Lord for. And as we pray, let's be a people of praise as well. Father, do grant it, I pray, that thou would bless us today with thy word. We praise thee for thy goodness to us. Thank you for this means of getting the precious word of God out over the airwaves. Bless these who are responsible for it. Pray for all of our listeners today, and oh God, would you anoint this unworthy preacher. Use me for thine and thy glory. What wonderful scripture we're beginning in today. Blessed our hearts, teach us, Lord. We read in the Word of God that the Holy Spirit, part of his ministry is to teach us. And I pray that he'll teach us with his word today. And we'll thank thee in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let me try to explain something to you. I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining. Every once in a while, you'll hear my voice pop. I have some trouble with my vocal folds, my vocal cords. And as of preaching this broadcast, I have come through quite a time of laryngitis. So if we make some popping sounds sometime, forgive us. We'll certainly try to do the best we can with it. We're going today, God willing, over to the book of Acts. We have spent quite a bit of time in a series of messages entitled Meeting the Man. And I believe we have studied in this series how Cornelius met the man, the angel of the Lord, and he would send some men over to Joppa where Peter was so that Peter could come and preach the gospel to them. Well, in Acts chapter 10, verses 27 and 28, as Peter's testifying, there's something here that really has touched my heart, and I hope it'll be a blessing to your heart as well. And I want to speak to you for the next few messages on this title, God hath showed me. God hath showed me. I realize that I myself have a lot to learn. I'm brought under conviction when I really consider Hebrews chapter 5, where the scripture says, for when you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again what be the first principles of the word of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not of meat. Well, I know this, we can learn, but we can also get careless, and we have to go back, so to speak, to spiritual kindergarten. But I want God always to show me something from his word. When I go into a preaching service, I hear the word of God preached, I want to have this attitude, Lord, teach me, speak to my heart. I want you to bless everybody else too, but I want you, dear God, to please speak to my heart. I want to learn something from thee. I heard a little story one time about a man complaining to his son. He said, son, I've taught you everything I know and you still don't know anything. Well, I'll tell you, when God teaches us something, we will know something, and he doesn't run out of things to teach us. In Acts chapter 10, those of you who are familiar with the scripture, Cornelius is under great conviction. God sends a messenger to him, tells him to send over to Joppa and have Peter to come over, and that Peter would give him the words that he needed so that he and his family could be saved. Well, Peter had to be prepared for this. He did not want to go to the Gentiles. At that time, the Jews had no dealings with the Gentiles, just like the woman at the well said to the Lord Jesus, why is it that thou, being a Jew, speakest to me, be a Gentile, being a Gentile, for the Jews have no dealing with the Gentiles. Well, our Lord did. By the way, and one of the great truths of this message is, God is interested in everybody being saved. Could I say that again? God is interested in everybody being saved. John 3:16, would you quote that with me? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And there you have the potential and the practicality of the gospel. The potential is the world. God so loved the world. You have the practicality. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'll tell you, God has had a time showing me things over the years, and He still today is pointing out things to me from His precious Word. By the way, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, one of the ministers of the Holy Spirit, is to teach us, to lead us, and to guide us. Well, when Peter went over to Cornelius and asked him what it was all about, why he wanted him to come, we'll pick up in Peter's conversation here, and then we'll go back and we'll look at some of the other great truths in this chapter. I'm beginning reading now in verse 27 of Acts chapter 10. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Well, God bless you, Brother Peter. God has taught you something that I would to God that everybody in this world would understand. Sure, God made different races, and certainly God made different ethnic groups and so forth. But when it comes to the gospel, everybody stands on the same level ground. Everybody has the same need. And by the way, everybody needs the same Savior. One of the things that our Lord would show Peter is that God would prepare the heart of a Gentile Roman soldier for the gospel. Boy, this would have been an unthinkable thing as far as the Jews were concerned. And remember this, we now find it to be quite unusual when we hear about one who is born a Jew that realizes that Christ is the Messiah and trusts him as his Lord and Savior. But in the early church, it was the Jews that were preaching the gospel and some of them believing the gospel. And they thought it a strange thing that a Gentile would believe the gospel and that they would have the same standing before God. The Gentile would have the same standing before God as a Jew. But we read in the book of Romans how the Lord broke down that middle wall of partition and made both one. Well, let's start at least with Acts chapter 10 now in verses 1 through 8. And we'll see how that God would prepare the heart of a Gentile Roman soldier for the gospel. There was a certain man, Caesarea, named Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa, and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier, of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. Isn't it interesting here to see how that God is preparing the heart of this Gentile officer? He's a centurion. He has at least 100 troops under him. He's of a group. We call it maybe a battalion or a company. His group was called, the band called the Italian Band. That was a band of soldiers, and they had a great responsibility in the interest of Rome. But here's a man that is hungry-hearted, and this is something that I don't want to let slip by me, dear friend, and that is no matter who people are, how high they might be in life, how mediocre they might be, or how low their social position might be, everybody has needs, everybody needs the Lord, and you never know what's going on behind that face. Here was a man, I believe, a specimen of a real man, and he had such a hungry heart. I'm glad that the Holy Spirit is not blocked by the barriers that some of us see, and some of us, by the way, put up that we shouldn't be barriers, we should not erect ourselves. And I see that our time is gone. We'll start here, God willing, on the next broadcast, as we observe how God prepares the heart of this Gentile Roman soldier, and we see that military men and military women, they need the Lord, no matter who people are and what position they have in life. Everybody needs the Lord. Father, Bless us with thy word, save the lost. And I pray for any who may be listening today, maybe some military officer with a hungry heart, may they trust Christ Jesus as their Savior. We pray in his name, amen. May the Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.